Thank you, Jesus. രാവിലെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഉച്ച സമയം ഹല്ലേലൂയ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെന്ന് ബോധ്യമുള്ള ആൾക്കാര് ഒന്നൊരു ഉറക്കെ ഒരു ഹല്ലേലൂയ പറഞ്ഞ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹല്ലേലൂയ സ്തോത്രം. താങ്ക് യു ജീസസ്. ഞാന് കുഞ്ഞായിരുന്നപ്പോൾ വെൻ ഐ വാസ് സ്മോൾ ആൻഡ് യുനോ പാസ്റ്റർമാർ ഇടയ്ക്ക് നമ്മളെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ പറയിപ്പിക്കും അല്ലേ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സോ അത് ഇടയ്ക്കിടയ്ക്ക് മെസ്സേജ് കൊടുക്കുമ്പോൾ ഉറങ്ങുന്ന എല്ലാവരും ഹല്ലേലൂയ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞേ. ഇടയ്ക്ക് ആൾക്കാരുടെ കൈ ഇങ്ങനെ അങ്ങനെ കളിയൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ട് പണ്ട്. ഇപ്പോൾ ആൾക്കാരൊന്നും ചെയ്യത്തില്ല. ഐ തിങ്ക് ദേ ആർ എ ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് മോർ റെസ്പെക്ട്ഫുൾ. ബട്ട് ദേ യൂസ് ടു സേ ഇഫ് യു ആർ സ്ലീപ്പിംഗ് റൈസ് അപ്പ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഷൗട്ട് ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദ പ്രോബ്ലം ഈസ് ടു പീപ്പിൾ വിൽ പുട്ട് ദിസ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ ഫണ്ണി തിങ് ടു ഡു എനിവേ. ബട്ട് ഐ മീൻ Thank God that even sleeping people are praising God. Hallelujah. Namal inna raavle, oh my goodness, I could feel the presence of God so powerfully here. Hallelujah. God's presence is moving in our midst. You know, when we come together to worship him, namal kooda varumbol fellowship cheyumbol, hallelujah, namal inna raavle namal English la paattu paadi, chains will be broken. Chains are coming off. Amen. Hallelujah. Namal aathmavil aaradhikkumbol, hallelujah, നമ്മുടെ കണ്ണിൽ കാണാത്ത ചില കാര്യങ്ങൾ, ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ വിട്ടുപോവാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ വിടുതൽ നമ്മൾ പ്രസ്താവിക്കുക. വി ആർ ഡിക്ലെയറിങ് വിക്ടറി ഇൻ ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മളിവിടെ നിൽക്കുന്നത് നമ്മുടെ കൃപയാലല്ല, നമ്മുടെ ശക്തിയാലല്ല, ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ആത്മാവാല്ല അത്രേ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സൈന്യത്താലല്ല, ശക്തിയാല, ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ആത്മാവാല്ല അത്രേ. ഓൺലി നോട്ട് ബൈ മൈറ്റ്, നോട്ട് ബൈ പവർ, ബട്ട് ബൈ ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ്. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for his presence this morning. നമുക്ക് ഒരു വേദഭാഗം എടുത്ത് നമ്മുടെ ചിന്തയ്ക്കായി വേണ്ടി നമുക്ക് ചിന്തിക്കാം. വി വിൽ ടേക്ക് എ പോർഷൻ ഓഫ് സ്ക്രിപ്ചർ ഫോർ ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്. റോമൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 13 വേഴ്സ് 8-14. റോമാ ലേഖനം 13-ാം അധ്യായം 8-ാം വാക്യം മുതൽ 14-ാം വാക്യം വരെ. റോമൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 13 വേഴ്സ് 8-14. ഞാൻ വായിക്കാം. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, the day is near. Therefore let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. ആരെങ്കിലും അത് ഒച്ചത്തില് 8-ാം വാക്യം മുതൽ മലയാളത്തിൽ വായിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? 14-ാം വാക്യം വരെ. ആമേൻ. സ്തോത്രം. I don't need to explain this passage. This passage is self-explanatory. ഞാൻ ഇതിലാത്തുള്ളൊരു മെസ്സേജ് എടുക്കേണ്ട കാര്യമില്ല. നിങ്ങൾ ഈ വചനം കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് മനസ്സിലാകാൻ പറ്റും എന്തുവാണ് വിഷയം. പക്ഷെ നമുക്ക് സമയമുണ്ടല്ലോ. ഓക്കെ, ഞാൻ ചിന്തിക്കാൻ വരുന്നത് കഴിഞ്ഞ മുമ്പത്തെ ആഴ്ച, ലൈക്ക് വെൻ ഐ ടുക്ക് റോമൻസ് ലാസ്റ്റ്, ഞാൻ പ്രസംഗിക്കാൻ എടുത്ത വിഷയം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ലവ്, സ്നേഹം. റോമൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 12 I said that the renewing of your mind is what? Putting on love. ഈ ലവ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ വാക്ക് ഒത്തിരി നമ്മൾ കാണാറുണ്ട്. വി സീ ദ വേർഡ് ലവ് എവറിവെയർ. എവിടെ പോയാലും, എസ്പെഷ്യലി ഫെബ്രുവരി മാസത്തിൽ, എവിടെ ഏത് കടയിൽ പോയാലും എല്ലാം ഹാർട്ട് ഷേപ്ഡ് ചോക്ലേറ്റ്സും ഹാർട്ട് ഷേപ്ഡ് ബോക്സസും. ഇവർ എവിടെ നിന്നാ ഈ ഹാർട്ട് ഷേപ്പ് കിട്ടിയത് എനിക്കറിയത്തില്ല, ബിക്കോസ് ഹ്യൂമൻ ഹാർട്ട് ഡസൻ ലുക്ക് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. ഓക്കെ, പക്ഷെ ഇങ്ങനെയാണ് അവർ വരച്ചു കൊടുത്ത ഹാർട്ട്. ഓക്കെ, ഇതിനകത്തിൽ മുട്ടായ ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ് ഒത്തിരി കാര്യങ്ങളിടും. ഇതാണ് സ്നേഹം. ഇത് കൊടുത്തില്ലെങ്കിൽ സ്നേഹം ഇല്ലെന്നാ അല്ലേ. ഇഫ് യു ഡോണ്ട് ഗെറ്റ് സംതിങ് ദെൻ ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് യു ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് എനിബഡി ടു ലവ്. Thank God, God's people are always loving, you know. We, e sneham is also used every day in our life. Nammal language la nammal use cheyyan nenne snehikkunu, I love you. Or eniki Burger King bhayangara ishtama, McDonald's bhayangara ishtama, eniki basketball ishtam ishtam nu parayan nammude malayalathil ishtam undu, pakshe in English we say I love McDonald's, I love Burger King, I love basketball. Ee vaakkal, this love is not necessarily love. Love is a two-way street. Love is not one-sided. You love Burger King. Does Burger King love you? I hope not. Right? Love is not one-sided. Love is two-sided. If I love somebody, that person should also love me back. It is in a relationship that you have love. If you are having a relationship with a burger, you must reconsider your relationship. Okay? God's love is always relational love. We talk about how we love our children. We talk about how we love our siblings. We talk about how we love our parents. We talk about love as relational. Sneham arinangil, if you need to know what is love, it has to be in a relationship. That is when you receive love and you give love. Now, Paul is talking in the first half of Romans chapter 13, talking about following the government, importance of following the government, pay the taxes, give honor to who it's due, and God has appointed these godly leaders. And he said, don't owe anything to anybody. You should not be in loan to somebody. Instead, only to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Nammal palaya niyamathil vaichu nokkumbol namukkariyam, how many commandments are there? It's a trick question. They're like, oh, is it 10 or is it 613? There's 613 commandments in the Old Testament. Of that, God wrote with his finger how many? 10 of them. And he gave it to his people, the Israelites. In the 10 commandments came, do you know how we can divide the 10 commandments? How can you divide them? You can divide them by the first 4 and the next 6. Okay? First 4 commandments have to do with God, our relationship to God. The next 6 commandments are about our relationship with is to each other. So, whenever I read about these commandments, and when God mentions these commandments, where do you think his focus is on? The first 4 or the last 6? Do you know? It's always the last 6. When you read the New Testament, when Jesus came and asked this man came up to Jesus, you know, and said, Master, what must I do to be saved? Or Rabbi? Jesus looked back at him and said what? No one is good except our Heavenly Father. I think Jesus was trying to point to him that there is nobody good. But this man was persistent. He said, but what should I do? And he said, you know, keep the law. So he said, oh, like as if he's waiting for that thing to be said. He said, but you know, Jesus, ever since I was a youth, I have kept the 10 commandments. I've kept the commandments, not broken any of them. But when Jesus mentions the commandments, he doesn't talk about the first 4. He talks about the last 6. And then Jesus said, one thing you lack, go give your possessions to the poor, come and follow me. And he could not do it. Why? He did not have love. You see, it doesn't matter if you follow the rules. If you don't have love, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Pay attention. This man did not break any of the 10 commandments. He lived faithfully all his life. And what did Jesus say at the end to his disciples? It is harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And then there were these teachers who said that there's a gate in Jerusalem where these camels kind of crawl through, and it is really small. That is the eye of the needle. There is no such gate. There has never been such a gate. That is a lie to make rich people feel comfortable. Jesus literally meant the eye of a needle. Muttu sujiyana devam manasilathil vechathu. Can you imagine a camel go through that small muttu suji? Impossible. Namukku thanne ariyam namukku ingane ingane cheynathu. I think if you have good eyesight, it is really difficult to put the string through the muttu suji, through the hole of the eye of a needle. Huh? Is it muttu suji? Suji. Okay. What is muttu suji? Safety pin? Different one. Something else. Okay. Suji. Okay, that's thank you for correcting me. So in the suji, you put the string, the thread through, that is how it comes. It's very difficult to put it through the needle. But Jesus is saying, it is easier for a camel to go through this suji or through this needle than for a rich man to enter. When he said rich man, who was he referring to? That rich man. Pay attention. This man, did he do anything wrong? Is he an evil man? Is he? He's keeping the law. He's never broken it. Jesus is saying it is impossible for him to enter into the kingdom of God. That should send shivers down our spine. If we follow the law to the letter, but don't have love, there is no meaning in following the law. Neemathe palichale sneham illengil neemathe palikkumbol adile oru karyam illa. There is no use of following the law if there is no love. Snehamana ഏറ്റവും കൂടുതൽ ഏറ്റവും ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ആയി ഉള്ള ഒരു ക്വാളിറ്റി എല്ലാ ക്രിസ്ത്യാനിക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ മസ്റ്റ് ദേ മസ്റ്റ് ഹാവ് ലവ് ദിസ് ഇസ് ഇൻ റോമൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 13 ഇസ് ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഓൺ ലവ് ഫസ്റ്റ് കൊരിന്ത്യൻസ് 13 ഇസ് അനദർ ചാപ്റ്റർ ഓഫ് ലവ് ഇൻ ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഫസ്റ്റ് കൊരിന്ത്യൻസ് 13 വാട്ട് ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് സേ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഹോപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ലവ് Of this, what is the greatest? The greatest of this is love. More than faith, more than hope. വിശ്വാസത്തെ കൂടുതലും ആശയ്ക്ക് കൂടുതലും മോർ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻസ് എന്തുവാണ്? സ്നേഹം. നമ്മൾ കർത്താവിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത് പോയി ഞാൻ ഭയങ്കര വിശ്വാസിയാണെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടും ഞാൻ ആശയോട് വെയിറ്റ് ചെയ്യുമായിരുന്നു നിന്റെ വരവിന് വേണ്ടി. നമ്മൾ എന്ത് പറഞ്ഞാലും നിനക്ക് സ്നേഹമുണ്ടായിരുന്നോടാ എന്ന് ചോദിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ ബബ ബബ എന്ന് പറയും. ബിക്കോസ് വി ഡോണ്ട് ഡു തിങ്സ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ലവ്. ബട്ട് ദിസ് ഷുഡ് ബി ദ മാർക്ക് ഓഫ് എ ക്രിസ്ത്യൻ. യഥാർത്ഥ സ്നേഹം വേണം. വി നീഡ് ട്രൂ ലവ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് അസ്. സോ ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു റീഡ് ദാറ്റ് പാർട്ട് അഗൈൻ. വേഴ്സ് 9 onward. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Why did God say, you shall love me? We know the most important commandment in the Bible is what? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. And what is the second great commandment? You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. These two laws sum up the entire commandments in the Bible. So if we have love, we have everything we need to live a godly life. If we have love, we are already living exactly how God wants us to live. Why are people failing the commandments? Because they don't have love. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you have fulfilled the law of the prophets. The law of Moses, the law of the Old Testament is done. The reason why Jesus had to come on this earth to fulfill the law is that not a single human being had love as God wanted. But we use this word so frequently and so often, we think we are experts on this word. Rather, we are not experts at all. The only person who's been an expert on love is God. This is how we know what love is. That Jesus laid down his life for us, is what 1 John says. So when we come into this part, and I'm saying this, why did God not say, love me? Because the book of John, I think it's 1 John that says, that if you claim to love God, but you cannot love the people you can see, you are liars. You know what is easier? Loving God or loving people, what is easier? Loving people. I know that you guys are thinking, no, no. People are very hard to love. Just look at each other. All of you guys are smiling. People are very hard to love. But if you claim that you love God, but you don't love the people around you, that is a lie. How can you love something that you cannot see? He is a figment. He becomes a figment of your imagination. Because you see these people who are Christians today, they make God in their image. When they say that they love God, they don't really love God. They love the God who they think. God is so nice to me. Jesus is so sweet. He gives me a Tesla car. So sweet. That is the God they love. Not the God who died on the cross. Because if we truly love Jesus who died on the cross, what did I share last time? We will want to be more like him. That is true love. Imitation. If we truly love Jesus, we will die for one another in the church. Even before we open up our mouth to say something negative about our church member, we would rather die first. If you want to open your mouth and say something about someone else, go and tell it to that brother first. Go and tell it to that person first. Address the issue with the person rather than talking behind the person. Is that done out of love? What point is there? Everything that we do and we say, our behavior, our character, should be out of love. See, the minute I say that everything should be done out of love, all of us were happy, smiling, and okay, good. The minute I put a practical application, everyone's smile stopped. We like the concept. We like the idea. We should love one another. Put an application to it. Enodano. Is he thinking of me? No, I'm not directing towards anyone. If my eye is hitting you, it is by mistake. I'm looking everywhere. I'm saying that we all need love. And I'm not just saying that to you. I'm saying that to myself. As children of God, our character should be molded by love. No other trait should exemplify a Christian. We should not be known for what we don't like. We should be known for what we like. We love God and we love God's people. If we type in Google, Christians, what will come? Christians are against homosexuals. Christians are hypocrites. Christians are this. Christians are that. Christians, we are known for what we hate. Why can't Christians be known for what we love? We love orphans. We love widows. We love one another. We protect the weak. We protect the shameful. Wouldn't that be amazing if people typed in Google Christians? Why do Christians love orphans? Why do Christians take care of the destitute? Why do Christians take care of the homeless? If we were known for that, I think more people would want to be a part of this love. Right? And so that's what God wants his people to be known by. Not to be a bunch of people who follow the Ten Commandments because he said so. That will not get us into heaven. If you have followed all the commandments all your life, you reach heaven and it said, you can't get in. How scary is that? This rich man, he goes into heaven and he says, I've kept all the laws since my youth. I've never broken a single commandment. And Jesus says, get away. I do not know you. There is no greater sorrow on this earth than to think that you're keeping the commandments to get there. You end up reaching the door and you don't go in. But on the other hand, if we have love and we are marked by Christ's love, then it doesn't matter. So I'm not even saying this to cutify the church or to poke you or to hurt you or to say that this is something you need. I'm doing this so that we can all get to that gate and go inside together. Wouldn't that be joyful if we can all go together? KPC as a church come. KPC Toronto is here at the door. And we are all loving and laughing and we are all loving each other. It's like, look, these are my people. They love one another. Let's go together. That is the image we need. We are all working towards going to heaven. And we love one another. We want to get there. Okay? Now I'll end it. Verse 11. Do this knowing the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than we believed. The night is almost gone. The day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Verse 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. The Bible is clear. His time is coming. When Paul wrote this letter almost 2,000 years ago, he believed that the time is near. We are 2,000 years closer to that time. Let us not lose hope. Let us hold fast. The night is almost over. The day is here. If you start looking, the sunlight is coming. You can't see the sun. The sunlight is coming. The world events are pointing towards the return of the kingdom of God. And as we are studying the book of Revelation, you'll see that these signs are being fulfilled. How can we prepare for his coming? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh in regards to his lust. Put on Jesus Christ. Put on love. We can't do this in our own power. So we have to ask God, God, give me your love. Ninde snehatal, ninde snehatal, enne nirakkenami. Right? Isn't that how the song goes? Or ninde krubayal ano? Ninde krubayal, enne nirakkenami. Okay, anyway, I said snehatal, krubayal, both are same. Fill us with grace, fill us with love. We need more of God's love in us. Ask sneham verimbol. ആൾക്കാർ നമ്മളെ തട്ടുമ്പോൾ നമുക്ക് എതിരായിട്ട് പ്രവർത്തിക്കുമ്പോൾ എതിരായിട്ട് പറയുമ്പോൾ വി ക്യാൻ സേ ഐ ഫോർ ഗീവ് ദം ഐ ഫോർ ഗീവ് യു ഫോർ യു ഡു നോട്ട് നോ വാട്ട് യു ഡു ഇസൻ ദാറ്റ് സ്നേഹം യേശു ക്രിസ്തു ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ് ഹി സെഡ് ലോർഡ് ഫാദർ ഫോർ ഗീവ് ദം ഫോർ ദേ ഡു നോട്ട് നോ വാട്ട് ദേ ഡു ആൻഡ് ഹൂ വാസ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഫോളോവർ ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഫുട് സ്റ്റെപ്സ് സ്റ്റീഫൻ ഹി സെഡ് Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Even as the stones are flying in his face, he was able to say, Lord, forgive them. But now, Christians, if someone just says a small word against us, Kartave, Vadi, give him nice. We never say, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That happens with love. Let the Holy Spirit grow in us so much that when people are throwing stones and we see the stone coming at us, we can still say, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That is the mark of a person who's consumed by the love of Christ. Let us strive to be those kind of people. I will call on Pastor George Philip to come forward and conclude his words and pray for the prayer things that were said before.